Rolling along here on the morning shift with an extended edition of the Wake Up Call in honor of Matt Ryan announcing his official retirement yesterday and signing a one-day contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So a lot of great memories were shared earlier, so we thought we would keep it going. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And we've got DeAndre in Decatur. Good morning, DeAndre.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Can't complain.
I just had to call in first and foremost because I do not appreciate all these slimy squids jumping on my leader. So it's Mike Mafia in the building.
Let's go!
Somebody had to come because y'all trying to jump on my
Let's go!
You're a little big, tall. You can't, come on, you can't gain up on them like that.
Hey, especially with them little $1 bills he's handing out to Jeremiah at the gym.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Look, DeAndre.
Little cheap $1 bills.
I mean, you can't hide greatness.
Right, let that man get his call in. Stop talking, Bo. Let that man get his call in.
I feel like it's some tampering going on. We need to look into this. I don't know where he's
I'm going to get the league on
players.
It.
Yeah, but I don't have an exact memory, but I'm just glad that we're honoring him the way we are because I don't feel like everybody appreciated him as much as we should have, especially going through what we're going through with the Desmond Ritters and Marcus Mariotas and stuff. So it didn't feel good that he's getting the love that he deserves.
Yeah, great call, DeAndre. Appreciate that, and I think I speak for DeAndre when I say, sit down, squid. You know what? I think there is a perfect way to highlight Matt's career when you look at the quarterbacks on both sides of his tenure in Atlanta, right? And somebody brought up Joey Arrington earlier and that whole situation in 2007. And then you have what you've dealt with the last couple of years here. It just kind of perfectly highlights how consistent he was.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just like I think the Falcons have one last number today that can be put out because I think they'll have to retire his number. Just like this show you started with more members than you'll end with in Mike's Mafia. So,
I knew you were trying to pivot there.
That's just not true.
I knew that was coming.
Me with the transition
not true.
Like that? Come on,
you
Tiff.
Literally, our first caller said he used to be in Squid Nation, now he's in Tiff's tribe.
No, he said he used to be in Mike's Mafia, too.
That's fine.
Another guy you've lost.
That's fine.
Boy, they're dropping like flies over there.
Crown that. I'm going to crown myself today on that.
I didn't think you could lead the Mafia. But I guess you can, huh?
Okay. All right, we got Calhoun, who's on 285. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I grew up in the era where Vic was my quarterback. He was the quarterback when I first learned about the Falcons, first started liking football. So it was a hard pill to swallow after him. Then Matt came in, a total different type of quarterback. I think it took me a while to get on board, but if you all remember this moment, I watched Matt Ryan change a franchise, and that was the Carolina Panthers franchise. Julio Jones had an 11-catch day for 300 yards, 11 for 300. They fired the defensive coordinator after the game and also released that cornerback. And Matt Ryan had everything to do with that. So I appreciate Matt's greatness while he was here in Atlanta. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, I appreciate the call.
That's a good call, Calhoun. Call. I think he touched on something with that for a lot of the younger fans that had just started watching, it was a complete 180 from what Michael Vick was. And it was different because you were used to seeing a certain type of play out of your quarterback, and now you're getting a traditional pocket passer. And that game, I love that he touched on the that was that Panthers team that was coming off a Super Bowl run. And Matt, you know, Julio gets 300 yards, Matt threw for 500. And do not forget the play that might have changed Cam Newton's career as well is when he got up and got a first down and he put the ball in Deion Jones' face and kind of got in Deion's face. The next time Deion Jones got a clean shot at Cam Newton was a two-point conversion, and he knocked Cam Newton flat out.
Yep.
So that was a crazy game for a lot of reasons. That was a good memory by Calhoun there.
Yeah, I know we had to end up, whenever I had Panthers and Falcons games, that if I was doing a pregame hit, then we were talking about those moments. And, of course, he just seemed like Matt had their number sometimes, and that was a point of contingency when we would go into the Panthers locker room to be talking to those guys about, hey, how are you going to stop him from carving you guys up again? Of course, we phrase it differently, but Anyway, back to the lines. We got Brad in Villarica. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, man. First of all, I just want to say this real quick. Bo, I had you shaking yesterday morning. You kind of threw the phone down, I heard. So, but anyways, I was a member of the Nation, but that was when I was in Pampers. So now I'm heading to work with a suit and tie on. So I got Mafia on my mind this morning. So,
well,
good morning, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Brad, welcome, sir. Welcome. Welcome to the crew.
You're the only member of that crew that wears a suit and tie because your leader sure don't.
Is it weird that you're now hemorrhaging members after you were talking trash?
We're really not. He's been a mafia guy for a while now.
All right.
We don't need Bill Rick anyways.
All right. Well, anyways, I just want to say this. I agree with everybody with Michael Vick. You know, he was my first cover for the PlayStation 1. I had a 2001 cover with Michael Vick on
great
it.
Call.
And I treasured him with passion. You know, treasured him with great passion. But I kind of didn't figure out what jersey I needed to wear today. So I put on Matt Ryan's jersey because I got Michael Vick's red and black jersey and I got Matt Ryan's red and black jersey. So I'm representing the black jersey today. I'm a painter by trade, so I'm going to try to keep it clean. So, but anyways, love you, Mike. Thank you for your time here in Atlanta. I'm out. Mike's Mafia.
Phenomenal call. Phenomenal call.
I thought he said he wore a suit to work.
Phenomenal call,
jersey.
Sir. Phenomenal call.
Back to the phenomenal lines. Call.
Keep that thing clean today.
Good morning,
I guess
Ken
tough.
In
That's
Snowville.
Tough.
What's happening? Hey, Ken, you with us? Hey.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, I'm going to be a little bit of a devil's advocate today. I got to say my call is not necessarily about one memory. It's about more of a whole season. And it's also piggybacking on the last couple of callers and the appreciation of Matt Ryan. And I'm going to start by saying that when he was mostly here, it was always a debate whether he was top five, top seven, top 10. I know you guys had it on the radio a lot, and the fans were like, where does Matt Ryan fit in among the elite and things like that? And I want to play devil's advocate and ruffle a little bit of feathers because we're appreciating Matt Ryan. Today is all about Matt, but this city's got to stand up and get behind Trey a little bit better than what we are. If they have to move him, they have to move him, but we're not giving him the support that some other stars have gotten in their city and not even that Matt Ryan got during his full tenure here. And it wasn't until the MVP season that I really kind of appreciated and understood Matt's greatness. And I rock with him the rest of the way. I'm a 33rd percenter, but I got to play a little bit of Thanos and rock with Mike today to balance the powers a little bit. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the day, sir. We're happy to have you, even if it's a rental. But thanks for being a shifty nonetheless.
If you need rentals, you're in trouble. Trust me, I've got a rental car right now, and I'm in trouble. I think it's a good call, though. I like what you were saying, though, is that you should always appreciate the best player on your team and the stars of your team because they need you. And your support means everything. And Matt didn't get it. And, look, there's times Trey hasn't gotten it.
That's why
I've always tried my best to be fair about Trey. Yeah, he gets criticism, but I think that's what happens when you're the star. And that's kind of the thing. I've saw other stars in the city get criticism when their teams aren't winning, and Matt was one of them. But we should always appreciate when we have a great player in our city.
And it's just always such a give and take. It's a different game. Obviously, football, the ultimate team game, but basketball is as well, probably less than we give it credit for. And you benefit from the players you play around. And Trey has, you know, had to too many times probably put that franchise on his shoulders and not have a franchise that has gone out and got the best available at times. So, and Matt did, and that's exactly what Mr. Blank did. And that's why I always give Mr. Blank his flowers in situations because he does what's necessary with that team.
Back to the lines. We got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Let me just start this off right. When I say squid, you say nation. Squid!
Nation!
Squid!
Does it
nation!
Work if it's just two
there
people
you go.
Doing it? If it's just two people doing
hey.
It and not a crowd.
Boo this man.
Hey, Tiffany, you only need two to have a team, and teamwork makes the dream work.
There you go. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
Oh.
And you two upstarts, good morning to you too. Hey, let me jump right in on the Matty Ice, Matt Ryan victory lap. Man, my memory of him is his whole career. Like many people have said, coming in after Michael Vick, everything he meant to the city, you know, what happened to him in his personal life, to come in and set this franchise straight, and not only that, but take us to new heights, perennial playoff contender, Super Bowl. We all know the story. Missed three games, a pillar in the community, and an MVP season that was legendary. And the last thing with Matt that made me respect him until the cows come home, that $500,000 he donated during that crucial point, you know, in our country. And for him to step up and be a leader like that cemented me on what kind of guy he was. And I've said it many times, you guys, Atlanta's going to look up when he's gone and really, really miss a gem, not only a sports guy, but just a gem in the city. Congratulations to Matt and everything else. I'm going to enjoy seeing him on the commentating already. And lastly, man, as I drive down this highway of traffic, the one thing that keeps me going is the fact that I'm a loyal member of Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Nation.
All right, looks like we're out of time. So anyway,
hey, you don't cut off Chris from College Park. Chris, I got you back. Hashtag Squid Life. That's right.
You're lucky if I even let you tease your little segment that's supposed to come up. It was a great call.